Ready? All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for August 2nd, 2022. It's Tuesday, 10:35 a.m. We will open our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. If you feel led to stand.
Please bow your head. Dear God, we pause down to thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the rain that we've had. We ask that give us the ability to meet, to serve the citizens in your accordance. We please ask that you help us make the correct decisions today, and please keep our employees safe. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract amendment number one for professional engineering services for Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp Project for Jefferson County with Freeze and Nichols Inc. for an increase of $20,439, bringing the total contract total from $191,662. Up to $212,101 for additional professional design services for addition of sheet pile replacement of extended segments of existing bulkhead north and south ramps being replaced with an addition of 21 calendar days for completion. Pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, which is funded by a grant from Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and Capital Project Funds. Item B is consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County with Martin Asphalt Company, as shown on Attachment A. Item C is consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for disaster and emergency repair service and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Gulf Coast Electric, Inc., as shown on Attachment A. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract extension for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Advantage Interest Inc. for an additional 52 days to expire on September 30th, 2022. Item E is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract extension for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services LLC for an additional 58 days to expire on December 1st, 2022. Item F is to reaward item number 7 of the term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for $17.90 each to Charmtex from July 12, 2022 to July 11, 2023. Item G will be tabled. Item H is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a third one-year renewal with Morningstar Industries from August 18, 2022 to August 17, 2023. Item I is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Charmtex and Green Mountain Knitting from July 12, 2022 and to July 11, 2023, with proposed price increases as shown in Attachment A and B. Price increases due to increase in cost of manufacturing. And I think the bid also said ocean-borne transportation costs. Item J is to execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for road building material for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Martin Marietta Materials, Inc., from September 8, 2021 to September 7, 2022. Are those dates correct?
This is the APAC. Those dates aren't correct. They were cleaned up from the
okay.
Last
with proposed pricing increases as shown on Attachment A, price increases due to consumer price index increases. Item K is to execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract with Gray Limestone, 610 Base for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Gulf Coast, a CRH company in Knife River from November 16, 2021 to November 15, 2022, with price increases shown on attachments A and B due to CPI increases. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
A question on H. Is H on there as a repeat from last week, or is it something different?
Was it Morningstar last week?
It's the new one.
It's the new contract?
Yes.
Last week, was this an extension?
Was it cleaned up of it?
Okay. Okay.
We're trying to go through and clean up.
Gotcha.
Everything up today.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
I did have one other question. Now, you bring up the dates. Does that mean they go back and back build anything we've already received?
No, we can't.
Okay.
It's illegal.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for 279th District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $50,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1, Place 1 for additional cost of travel in the amount of $500. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for the crime lab for additional costs for lab assessment fees in the amount of $2,300. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the service center for additional costs for fuel in the amount of $97,697. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for August insurance reimbursements. Item F is consider and approve a budget amendment transfer, or budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for utilities in the amount of $164,000. Item G is consider and approve a budget amendment for the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Grant to cover the cost of the letter of reevaluation for the Taylor's Bio Drainage Improvement Project, a new bridge option, in the amount of $5,500, with funds being allocated from the construction category to the environmental category. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 497382 through 497557. Do I have a motion on those items under
auditor? So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk. Item A is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches for the election to be held on November 8, 2022. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Port Neches Groves ISD for November 8, 2022 election. Item C is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Groves for the election to be held on November 8, 2022. Item D is consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Hampshire Finette ISD for the election to be held on November 8, 2022. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file order call for the general election to be held on November 8, 2022 for the purpose of electing county and precinct officers. The order includes the adoption of countywide vote centers for this election. Item F, consider possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with the S&S for election equipment to be used in early voting and regular voting for election day for all county elections and paid for with funds from the reimbursement for auditable voting machines grant. Do I have a motion on those items under county clerk?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
A question. My question is, and it's going to be Patrick and I guess Quentin. Well, Patrick, have you reviewed F, and do you have a estimate of how much extra fund is going to cost us there?
Based on what they have, it's within the grant limits. They put all that I think we can put in there. So I didn't see anything really outstanding in the contract that I think there's some money due at the contract signing, and so like half of it. And once we execute it, we'll move towards getting the payment issued and then work with the grant, because you have to have the contract in place before you can submit for reimbursement.
Quinn, you reviewed?
Oh, I did review.
Did you? Are you a department? I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I reviewed this one.
Okay.
I reviewed it. It looked good. We got any changes we wanted. They were very cooperative, worked well with us to make minimal changes.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Any other items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file the application for Jefferson County to participate in the 2023 Feral Hog Grant Program sponsored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And item B is to receive and file executed tax abatement agreements between Jefferson County and OCI Clean Ammonia LLC for phases 1 and 2 and OCI Clean Fuels USA Inc. for phases 1 and 2 in the OCI 2022 reinvestment zone. The motion of those items under commission.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and approve authorizing Jefferson County Judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont and Port Arthur on asset sharing of the 2022 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program Award. Jefferson County's allocation is $20,025 and is budgeted for computer equipment for the Sheriff's Office. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Albright.
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Now we'll take public comment, if there be any. If you're present in the courtroom and wish to make public comment, you'll come to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. So we are open. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Is there any member of the court that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? I will mention that after 11 years of work with the Restore Council, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, TCEQ, the Texas General Land Office, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and everything, that we're finally getting started on our beach dune restoration this week. And the remaining 17 miles of the Jefferson County beach is going to have sand dredged up on it from offshore sand source, a mile and a half offshore, which is a Paleo Riverbed. The project's going to span from High Island to Sea Rim State Park, and is going to be widening the beaches to, it'll be a better accommodation for recreation, of course, but it's also going to stabilize the shoreline against further erosion. There'll be planting of vegetation that will take place immediately after the material is dredged up on shores. But there will be some beach closures in Jefferson County during the construction period. Construction is going to begin on August 10th, and it's going to be done in four-mile sections, so approximately four-mile sections, and each of those sections will be closed during the time that there are dredge pipes and bulldozers and crawler cranes and excavators that are up on the beach placing the sand, and we would greatly appreciate the public's cooperation as this construction work goes on. It's going to make our beaches more resilient, make us protect the marshes from the degradation they've seen after Hurricanes Rita and Ike, going to protect Finfish Crab and Shrimp Nursery Habitat, as well as the endangered model duck habitat, summer mallard, black duck, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to protect us from storm surge, because that marsh is critically important from protecting us from hurricanes like Ike. We are excited for this project. It's part of a three-prong project. The first part was putting a saltwater barrier at the Keith Lake Fish Pass Cut, which was accomplished by this court a couple of years ago using grant funds, as well as some money from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Second part was placing siphons at two different locations. These are huge pipes that gravity feed fresh water from the higher elevation marshes on the north of the Intercoastal Canal to the lower elevation marshes, and improve the health of the marsh and benefit aquatic life, which is extremely important given that Jefferson County has the second most valuable seafood catch on the Texas Gulf Coast. And the third part is dredging up the beach, which is going to protect us from storm surge, protect saltwater inundation in the marsh, improve recreational opportunities, improve habitat for shorebirds and sea turtles, and just extremely excited after this court's worked on this for 11 years to see it finally come to fruition and us be able to realize the completion of this project. I think October 11th, we can anticipate that probably the Texas Land Commissioner and Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director and several others will be down here for a I think it'll probably take place in Fort Arthur, but a kickoff to inaugurate this project, which to date Jefferson County has received over $200 million in federal grant funding to support this project, primarily from the BP oil spill. And we are the single largest project out of all the five states included in the Restore Act, all the five states, counties. So we're extremely thankful that our partners at the state and federal level saw how important this ecosystem was to protection, and excited to see it happen. Commissioners, anything else? All right, well, thank you all so very much for being here today. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.